or survival food?
Earlier today, a Tea Party organization, Freedom Works, folks, tweeted this. Senator McConnell thinks cutting spending is too hard. Help him find his spine. Call him at 202-224-2541. That number is McConnell's office. That says it all, baby, when we're talking about the debt plan. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And here we go again, day 202. We could make up any number because really we've been talking about this, I think, since I hit the airwaves. We're always talking about not being in the black. But year after year, it just continues to add up. And the ridiculousness of all of this now, and the sad part is, you have the president saying, look, I can't guarantee that you're going to get your Social Security check August 3rd. Make that walk to the mailbox, or the military families who have sacrificed so much, if somebody deserves to get their check in the mail, it should be there. So now, once again, there is always a hanging chad. And the hanging chad is, okay, if we can't come up with some kind of a solution, I just want you to know that I'm not guaranteeing anything if we don't have this resolved. Because there might not be the money to do it. We might not have the money in the coffers. So veterans checks, disability benefits, they could be affected without a deal. How many people do you think are furious over that when they heard that? Not knowing even, oh, yeah, my checks. You know, we said this before when there was the threat of the government shutdown. And then that didn't happen at the last minute. Ultimately, in this crazy tug of war, what's going to happen is it'll be lifted. They're going to default on the loans or pay on the interest. I'm not sure how they'll maneuver it. And trust me, it'll be dressed up and it'll sound like it's okay. But when you dig a little bit deeper, it still comes back to the same thing. How can we be a nation where we can't at least get close to balancing the budget, for goodness sake? We don't get a free pass. Anybody out there default on a loan ever through, let's say through no fault of your own, some tragic circumstances, and you had no bloody way to pay that sucker. You just couldn't do it. You even tried selling your plasma. You couldn't do it. What are you gonna do? You had no choice. Nobody was throwing you a lifeline, right? So we continue to throw lifelines. When we can ill afford go down this road. We can't afford to do this anymore. We can't. And why should the people who are scared to death and need their checks and pay their whole life into Social Security, why should they be afraid that they're not going to get that check? Because if they don't get the check, they can't pay the electric bill. They can't pay whatever it is that they need that money for. And disability, it depends on the range of what people get. That can be the chunk of change that they really depend on and need to live on. So let's reel this back for a second and tell you why the Tea Party was so upset with Mitch McConnell. The reason is because Mitch McConnell really just dropped down his weapon. Here's the minority leader, who's been on the Hill and around the block many times, who offers this plan that basically, I'm just summarizing this, allows the Prez to demand somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.4 trillion in new borrowing by the summer of next year, which means that would be an increase in the debt limit. It would automatically kick in unless the Republican House and the Democratic Senate enact legislation that would disapprove of it. Obama has the pen, so he could veto that legislation anyway. What was Mitch McConnell thinking? He laid a bear trap for himself. I don't understand. And I can certainly see why the Tea Party, or at least one of the organizations, would send a tweet out that said that, because he really did. He really did just drop his spine on the floor. So what happened to make that happen? And McConnell flat out said, we're not going to default. We're not going to do that. It's not an option. We're not going to send a single signal to the markets and to the American people that default is an option. Well, why were they talking that way all along? The Republican Party has gotten very interesting because you have new threads every single day when it comes to these arguments. So did he feel like they were losing? Did he feel like there was going to be a problem because of the threats over Social Security, over veterans checks? What changed that? And nobody's buying. I mean, the three plans, they're right. He flat out gave in. And here's the thing. In trying to dig this up, for all of you who rely on the checks I just mentioned, which would be military, Social Security, veterans checks, how big of a link to the debt would this be? So the president and some other Democrats saying that Social Security has little, has little or nothing to do with the debt. Well, if it has little or nothing to do with the debt, but wait a second, we can't pay that, so we don't have the money there to pay that. I mean, Social Security collected more payments than they needed for benefits. They loaned the extra money, did you know this, of course, to the U.S. government, and then got Treasury securities worth $2.6 trillion. So it's been a cash surplus. Now Social Security has a negative cash flow, and the Treasury went into the private market and had to issue bonds to investors on Wall Street and overseas to make about $45 billion in benefit payments. So now there's this obligation by the rest of the government. The government, is going to make good on the obligation, right? So by taking the money out of the revenue, reducing expenses, or issuing new debt. Javier Becerra, congressman from California that we talked to when we were in Washington 6 months ago, says the $2.6 trillion in assets that were built up by Social Security, that's what they did, saying they didn't add to the debt. So they're a creditor to the United States. And if you look at it from that point of view, why is there now this threat? The bottom line is it all comes from the same pile of paper shuffling. That's what it is. So it is paper shuffling that's going on in the government. And now we're in the middle of this debate, and we've got this negative cash flow and horrific fiscal imbalance. So it's insane that you've got McConnell backing down, you have the president threatening Social Security, and in the meantime, confusion among the public as to why did we elect these people? Why did we put these people in power so that we could be dragged through this muck for the last 6 months plus? I think we're tired of it. And I know we say the same thing, but I really mean this. Oh, please find us a third party with some common sense. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
There's a good line. Could you look me in the eye and tell me that you're happy now? I don't think most of us are happy with the lack of production that we're getting out of D.C. Now, I could have a conversation with someone, somebody in the Beltline, a couple of different people in the Beltline, in the Beltway, and they would say, well, you know, this, you have to go through the system, and what are you going to do? You have these committees, and you have to earn that trust, and you have to move your way up and through all of what Washington is. And, hey, you know, the bottom line is that's just not good enough anymore. It's not working. There has to be a solution where we get, I don't know, at least 80% satisfaction. Can we shoot for at least 80%? And we need to have this in our rearview mirror, the whole debt ceiling thing. We need to have more of the deficit taken care of, and frankly, I don't see a way out of it other than taking a big hatchet to programs that we don't need and to the overlap that we do have in government, because admittedly, there are people who work in different divisions that will tell you there is an overlap, a ridiculous overlap. So if the government would audit itself, perhaps they could easily shed some of the unnecessary money right there that is being spent. All right, without further ado, here in America Tonight, I'd like to pound it into the ground that if you have any thoughts, you need to send them to us, to americatonight.net. Go to the website. That's what I'm giving you there. Click on the email, and boom, it's so easy. You're in, and then I'll go to some of your comments. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Dennis McMahon, our lawyer who listens to us at WVMT in Vermont. He said just one little line that I loved, and I got this the other day. Just thought of an all-purpose 2012 campaign slogan. Hey, we could do worse. But that's negative, Dennis, and they would never say anything negative. Change you can count on. Difference that'll mean something. You know, that kind of stuff. They would never put anything negative out there. What if somebody ran and they just said, you know what, the system is really screwed up, and I'm just going to try to make sure you don't get as screwed as you did the last time around with the other guy. So I'm not promising you that I'm going to be that much better. In a way, it's what he's saying. But you're not going to get as screwed. So, you know, you might get a free pizza or something. I might be able to work out something with you. We need serious change when it comes to the people who represent. And least you forget, it is we the people. So speak up. I do like the fact that the Tea Party is aggressive. I like the fact that they did send out a tweet. See, just like the politicians can use social networking, so can all the others surrounding the politicians with vested interests in what's happening. So the Tea Party, the group that was filled with Tea Parties, they were smart to send out that tweet. One, it got attention, but two, it just pumped out his number. Hey, what's up with this guy? What team is he playing for? First, he's playing hardball, and he's agreeing, and he's saying, yeah, no way, we can't do this. And then all of a sudden, he says, yeah, we're not going to default. That's not happening. So we have these three options, and the president, you know, it'll be covered. It's going to be covered. So they were clever to do that. All right, let's take one from Vince, who says, Kate, I have a question for you. Why, oh, why does anyone give a hoot about Casey Anthony? I've heard you, and I give you credit for this, talk about it a little bit, and I don't think you were overboard. I know everybody picks on Nancy Grace, and I understand why. I mean, that's the focus of her show, and she's talking about courts and law and all that sort of stuff. But I would think that Casey Anthony should be looking over her shoulder for the rest of her life. She committed the cardinal sin. She killed a child. I don't care what the jury says. I think she is so guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. All right, touche, Vince. Yeah, the problem is exactly what you just said. You have the child, Kaylee, her daughter, beautiful, young, two-year-old girl who, you know, she's missing and then people are looking, and her face was everywhere. I mean, her face was all across America. People were talking about this story. And then you have the things that would trickle out about the mother partying and hot body contests and all those other things. So it never looked good for her. And then all the different things that came out during the course of the trial. Bottom line is, our system kicked her out. I mean, the jury gave her walking papers. But in the court of public opinion, as Vince says, she has to look over her shoulder for the rest of her life. The smattering of people who say, yeah, I don't believe that she did it. I think her father had something to do with it. I think there was something about the pool. I believe that story, whatever, is so small compared to the other that at least in the near future, she really does have to watch where she goes. Really does have to watch. And you know what's interesting, too, since Vince brought it up, is we're not done with this whole Casey Anthony thing. A sheriff is now saying that Casey Anthony's mother could face perjury charges for her testimony during that murder trial. Because remember, Cindy Anthony took the stand, and they're saying she might have lied on the witness stand when she was testifying about who searched for chloroform on the family computer. She told police she didn't search for it, but at the trial, she said she did. So they're pretty easy right there. You got what's true. And they're also saying that they're investigating a witness tampering allegation. And the sheriff in Orlando, a guy named Jerry Demings, he wouldn't emphasize anything else. He wouldn't say much more than that. But I think the Anthony family is not done. Not done at all. They had a big news conference, and this was just a week after the verdict came down last week. And he talked for a long time about the case, all of that, and the witness tampering thing came out, and the chloroform thing came out. So Cindy Anthony could find herself in one heck of a pickle, right? Okay, here's another one. This one is from Little Joe in Texas. Hey, Sports Princess, I know that's kind of your nickname. I can remember when you were on the air in Texas on a station called The Ticket, wondering, one, if you keep in touch with any of those people, and two, what you thought of that big baby that was born in the Lone Star State, 16 pounds and something, I think. One on the ticket thing, I did do sports in New York on the Fan and on the Ticket on another station called KRLD in Dallas, and sure, I keep in touch with a bunch of people from all three of those places. On the 16-pound baby, boy, that's a big baby, isn't it? 16 pounds. I wonder about the mother. That's the average newborn is 7.5 pounds. So the baby's weight equivalent to a 6-month old, and the mother was warned that this could be a big baby, so, you know, expect a 12 or 13 pounder. So they did the cesarean section thing, and this mother was on the higher end of giving birth, 39 years old. And of course there's always the concern about the age and then the baby being the heaviest. So as large as this baby, Jamichael was the name of the baby, as large as that baby was, it's not the heaviest, Little Joe, not the heaviest baby, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. That baby was born in Ohio, and in the late 1800s, by the way, weighed 23 pounds, 12 ounces. Whew, 23 pounds. There was also a baby born in Indonesia a couple of years ago that was 19.2 pounds. That was a record for that country, and it certainly got a lot of attention. But hey, 16 pounds, that's a pretty big baby. Absolutely. I'm going to agree with you there. All right, coming up on the flip side here on ATN as we cruise through the bottom of the hour, we have We Can Count coming your way next. Plus, if you want to flip in a call, you can do that. Your 2 cents always welcome here, 800-259-5791.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Topping this version of We Can Count. You love that seven at the end? Well, it's more than seven, but the Department of Labor and a Maryland county school system are in the middle of a huge problem over money. There was a $4.2 million settlement between the two, and what was that about? Well, it was the failure to pay visa fees for foreign teachers. A lot of districts are having problems meeting the federal rules that are part of hiring teachers. So this is a pretty well-known county. It's the Prince George's County School System, and they reached that agreement with the Labor Department to pay $4.2 million to more than 1,000 teachers to compensate them for work visa fees, which, of course, under our federal law, the school system was supposed to pay anyway. So they're also going to pay a $100,000 penalty if that deal is approved by a judge, but they think it'll go through. The Labor Department says employers like that school system have to pay the work visa fees to make sure that the foreign teachers are paid at least the same wage rates as other U.S. workers. So by not paying the fees, the department claims that the system illegally reduced the wages of the workers. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. the education system is so screwed up and so many teachers have gotten the axe. I'm wondering, okay, so we're reaching out with these visas, and I get it, you have some academically mind-blowing teacher, but why are we doing that? Is it an exchange? Why is that happening? I mean, how many, that number is high, 4.2 million, so how many do they have? So you have for years school systems who are scrambling to recruit teachers, qualified ones, and they're saying they can't find them to meet the requirements of No Child Left Behind. And what they're saying is states that have K through 12 teachers, they're having problems in the core academic subjects. They had to be highly qualified. So we didn't have enough teachers in Maryland, apparently, in this county, that could meet the requirements because they didn't have the basics and the core academics. So guess what? We got to reach overseas. That tells you everything in a nutshell. We don't have teachers smart enough to meet the requirements, the basic requirements of No Child Left Behind. Is it that difficult? I mean, I'm just saying. There's the problem. 4.2 million. And guarantee they're going to take that out of something. Guarantee it. All right, if you're a Netflix fan, you know, I talk about that where I'm not pushing them or paid to push them or whatever, but so many people subscribe to it because it's so easy. We're about convenience, baby, in the United States. So why do we want to go to a video store? We just want to get the stupid envelope in the mail. If you're a Netflix subscriber, instead of paying the minimum cost, which was $9.99 a month. Yeah, it's not really too bad if you think about it. If you watch a bunch of movies and you could stream some of the movies down, all of a sudden, you want to talk about raising the rates. All of a sudden, people were notified that for $16 a month, they could continue to get this unlimited streaming, but no DVDs for, you know, $7.99. But if they wanted this other plan to get both of them, to get unlimited DVDs and no streaming, this, you know, same thing, but to get both of them, you've got to pay $16 and you don't have to do anything to continue your membership. Then you just, you know, stay where you are. Of course, people were furious. So you had about 9,000 who went on to the Netflix Facebook page to say that they were going to dump their Netflix accounts and they were going to leave it for Redbox or other things. So some of the comments I was reading somewhere said, it's fun. It'll be fun. I'll read some of them to you. Greedy CEO and a mediocre, slow, limited streaming service and waiting for DVDs in the mail. Many canceled Netflix users. That's what that equals. And Redbox's best day ever. Then another one, horrible idea. Let's all cancel our plans until they change it back. Then another one, this is weak. I can't count on one hand how many people I've gotten to join Netflix. This isn't the time to go up on prices. Let's see what Blockbuster has in store. And here's the thing. When one company stumbles and figures, hey, we've cornered the market, these people are going to stay with us, they're not going to do anything, and especially the oldest trick in the book is just tell them they don't have to do anything. They stay where they are, and then we suddenly start billing them, you know, $16 because they won't cancel or they won't just say they want the streaming or whatever. I think there's going to be serious blowback, and there's an opportunity for some of those other companies. Duh. Losing, definitely losing, big time losing. Can't raise rates, especially when people are complaining. So however the numbers are, and that was the beauty of Netflix, it was cheap. So if you're a movie hound, if you wanted to see a movie you hadn't seen, whatever, if you wanted to stream some show that you can get on one of the cable outlets or whatever, you could do it. And for a cheap price, under 10, I mean, we know the trick, under 10 is okay, because then you add up the months and you figure, well, I would spend that on eating out, grabbing a lunch somewhere, whatever. So we move from the idiots at Netflix to, once again, another bee spill. What is up with the bee spills? I mean, yeah, I get it. I mean, a truck is whatever they haul. If it gets hit or falls over or whatever the cargo is, it's going to scatter. So they say cleanup crews have finished clearing honey. What a mess that would be. And about 14 million bees that got loose after a delivery, after this truck overturned on an Idaho highway. They say the semi-truck was hauling the bees from California to North Dakota when the driver veered off the shoulder, so it tipped 400 hive boxes in honey. They started getting the 911 calls late on Sunday afternoon. They had to do the usual thing that you do. You spray fire foam on the truck and the bees and all that stuff. And, oh, think of having to clean that up. So you had all this honey, too, that was all over the place. And they say there was, it was that, so without any bees, what do you think you're going to see? A black cloud. What do you think you're going to hear? An incredible noise. And then they realize, oh, that's a swarm of bees. Yeah. That's a job I would not want to attempt. Cleaning up the bees. And that many, it does form, you do form those big clouds, or you do see those big clouds of everything that you have to deal with. And especially even the honey, trying to scrape that up, that has to be nasty stuff. All right, speaking of nasty, Happy Days. You've seen it probably on TV Land and some syndication or whatever. Maybe you watched it actually in its heyday. Well, cast members from that long ago television show that was a big hit are suing CBS because they're accusing the company of what they're calling despicable conduct for not paying them for merchandising revenues. So check this out. It's a pretty big chunk of money that they might have gotten. You have like Marion Ross and Anson Williams and Aaron Moran and the widow of Tom Bosley. And they're saying they haven't been paid what they were owed for a very long time. This was a show that was on the air for 10 years, from 74 to 84. And the contracts they had, they were supposed to get 5% of the net proceeds, or at least 2.5% if their images were used in a group, if they did a group Happy Days thing. So what CBS tries to say to come back with is that the merchandise isn't as heavy as they think. But there are other people that dispute that. The suit is asking for $10 million in damages. And CBS called the case, this is so CBS too, isn't it, a garden variety breach of contract action and nothing more. But they're saying, no way, you can't rebrand this. You cannot use our images, period. You think of the Fonz. I mean, that's got to be the biggest image. He's not listed on there, so I'm assuming his contract was a bigger contract than the rest of the players. So he's probably solo in this one, right? There are agreements, licensing agreements with about 14 companies. So you have clothing and bar stuff and lunch boxes, and we'll see if they win that one. So after 35 plus years, CBS, boy, how many shows are they collecting on? Whew. How many? That's why you have to pay the lawyers, because then you make sure that you get what you're owed, right? We are a nation of lawyers. And if you can afford the lawyers, then you usually do okay. If you can't afford the lawyers, then it's catch as catch can. That's what happens. Yeah. If you missed it, there was an All-Star game played between the American League and the National League. If you're a fan of the great game of baseball, then you know that the National Leaguers once again knocked off the American League. 5-1 was the final score. It wasn't much of an exciting game. I was watching it while it was happening. And I'm a big fan of Cliff Lee, and of course he gave up the first run of the game, first home run. Prince Fielder was the big one, though. He had a 3-run homer. And Roy Halladay combined on a 6-hitter to lead the NL in that. So the senior circuit winning again. It's his first 2-game win streak since the mid-1990s. That means the National League gets home field advantage in the World Series. Stay with us.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Check it out. We have a visitor coming. Well, not we, but really 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I guess. The head of Pakistan's spy agency, the ISI chief, is headed to D.C. for an unscheduled talk, according to the military. This is, of course, days after we suspended a chunk of military aid that we normally give them over all of the tensions in our relationship. What do they think that, what are the ISI think we were going to do? Just stand there and take it? Come on, throw some more mud at us. Do it. Do it. Please. Pelt us with more. We shouldn't even be pumping in anything into them except for that we have to worry about Pakistan, which is what we should have worried about in the first place. But the problem is that now you've got the situation where in January you had the CIA contractor that killed the two Pakistanis. And, of course, immediately they want to throw the book at him. Then you had the bin Laden killing by that raid. So the Pakistan ISI sees the U.S. flying under the radar, and they weren't happy about it. So Pakistan drastically cut the number of U.S. military trainers allowed in the country and also set up these bizarre parameters for intelligence activities in the country. Look, you know what? You want our help? You want our money? You're going to have to cut us some slack here. You know, that's the deal, because you are riddled with corruption. You can't tell me that in Abbottabad and Islamabad, they don't know what's happening there. They didn't know what was happening with Osama bin Laden. I'm not buying that. So, of course, we're holding back $800 million. That's a third of the $2 billion that we pump out there. So we're still giving money. Still doing it. And they're not happy with the drones. They're not happy with the CIA. So if they're not happy, then don't take the money. Don't come crawling for the money, and that's exactly what is happening. And that's not a surprise. That's why they held back. That's why Washington held back that money. But it's always about money, isn't it? Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
About time.
I know. I'm sorry. I had no idea. I didn't know you were there. I apologize.
See if you can get our boy Matt some Seamus Royal Tartan Scotch. He has never tried it.
He's never tried Scotch or Tartan.
Never
Scotch.
Tried Royal Tartan by Seamus.
Ooh, you know what? I think I had Royal Tartan once on a flight somewhere. I know I've tried it. I don't know where, but I know I've tried it. Yes.
Okay. Now, Mitch McConnell, if he's actually pulled this little routine off of giving Obama a lifeline, he can kiss his political life goodbye. It's gone. As far as the Republican Party being starting a third party, no. The Tea Party is going to get rid of people like him. We're going to get rid of anybody that's out there doing the wishy-warchy. There's no way a third party can take care of Obama, and we want him out. From the truckers to the fishermen to the people that all have their homes underwater because of the debacle with the, you know what I'm talking about. What's those
with
things
the
called?
Economy.
Derivatives.
Yeah.
The economy itself and all the people that's out of work. He knows he can't get elected. I'm telling you, we've got an enemy in the White House. This guy wants us dead. So he knows he can't do that. How do you do it? You do what the Club and Plymouth plan was, which is bankrupt America. $2.7 trillion, that's one half a year's program. Then another $2.7 trillion just about this time next year, right in the middle of an election. Naturally, he'll try to get that through. Okay, that's over $5.5 trillion. So that'll be $10 trillion under Obama in less than 4 years' time that the American people are stuck for. Not just us, but our grandchildren and our children and the kids that are in college right now. Man, you can kiss your future goodbye if this thing goes through, because you won't be able to buy a job. Okay, they better think about that. All these young people who want to support Obama, forget it. This guy is an enemy of America, and we have had it if we don't get rid of this clown. And he knows he's got all this opposition against him. What's he going to do? The unions? Forget it. We got a bunch of people in there that want to get rid of him as well. And I'm telling you, McConnell is just a Democrat light. He's been a pain in our butt since taking over his position. We've got to get rid of him. And anybody else in the Republican Party that doesn't toe the stand up and say, enough is enough. It's our money, not yours.
You know what? It is our money, not yours. Absolutely, I agree with that. I got a question for you, Dan.
Yep.
In your daily life and all the people you're talking to, you're a talker, you understand when I say water cooler buzz. All the people that you talk to, do they say, he's just got to go? I mean, he's just got to go. Have you met anyone?
I'm talking Democrats. Yeah. I'm talking Republicans. I'm talking independents. People that I've talked to, everywhere you go, they all say the same thing. This guy has got to go.
Yeah, I wondered that, because I have found now the same thing, that people that voted for Obama. Thanks for the call, Dan. People that voted for Obama, people that I consider my life to be left of left. You know, when I say left of left, right of right, because I have all kinds of people that are not anything related to the business, people around me, and they're not happy. However, what happened with the president, and the president saying, you know, hey, the Social Security checks isn't our fault, you know, that's You can blame that on the Republicans. If we can't pay, we can't pay. So a lot of people seem to think that maybe some points were scored because of McConnell, because of what happened there. And I agree with Dan on McConnell. If you're playing on the team you're playing on, you either are in or you're out. I mean, there isn't really too much gray area. There's room to compromise on things that make sense. But if it doesn't make sense, why would you be so hardcore? Why would you beat the crap out of this, then turn around and just say, yeah, sure. I mean, I got this three-pronged plan here, and this way we're not going to default on these loans. That's not going to happen. It's like somebody in his office drew up a plan and said, just sign your name to this, and then you're going to talk to a couple reporters, and it's all good. It's good. Don't worry. But was he out to lunch? I don't understand. I don't get it. And wishy-washy is a good word. There is no room for wishy-washy. That's part of the problem to me, the problem with Obama and the ineffectiveness of Obama is because even to progressives and other people that I just mentioned who voted for Obama, he's too wishy-washy. He seems to jump around like one of those Mexican jumping beans. You know those beans that used to be at the counter when you would check out sometimes in those tchotchke kind of stores? Oh, when I was a kid, I always wanted them. There's like a couple beans in a jar, and they would pop up and down. That's what it seems like to me. Throughout the entire couple of years of his administration, ooh, that's not the CIA thing. Let me pull back. I got to run down to the CIA, tell them I got them covered. You know, we're not going to go after all of them. We're not going to, the whole waterboarding thing, yeah. You know, it's all good. We appreciate you, CIA. I mean, whatever it is, whether it's somebody in the government that they're stepping in on around, or whether it's an issue that affects all of us. I always say the buzz out of the Beltway that affects us across the nation. And I think that's been his problem. You are what you are, period. Doesn't mean you can't change your mind, but when you're constantly trying to placate people, that's the problem. And the McConnell move seems as though that's what he's doing there. He's trying to placate. He's not compromising. He's not having these meetings and saying, okay, this is just, here's where we are, here's where you are, this is what can happen, but forget about it. If we have to go to the mat on this one, then we'll go to the mat. He just gave in. It's like he threw up his hands and said, I give, I surrender, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I'm going to leave you with this one. It was the great Ronald Reagan who said, all great change in America begins at the dinner table. Remember that, and don't be afraid to pick up the phone and complain to the people you elected if you're unhappy with what's happening in Washington.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.